Hello, friends. This is Pastor Barbara. I've been thinking about you and praying for you, and I hope you're all staying safe and well. I wanted to share a scripture with you from John's Gospel, chapter 13, and it reads like this. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who had said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he had said, "Not every one of you." When he finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Just what does Jesus think he's doing? He's the one they called master and teacher. He's the one they called Lord. On Palm Sunday, as Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, the crowd shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And they hailed him as king. Clearly, in the eyes of many, including his disciples, Jesus is a person with power and authority. They had seen him do amazing things. Unheard of things like turn water into wine, restore the sight of a man born blind, heal those with leprosy, and yes, even raise Lazarus from the dead. So just what does Jesus think he's doing? Stepping away from the table, taking off his outer garment, taking a basin and towel and offering to wash his disciples' feet. And they had to be dirty, muddy feet from walking the streets and roads of Jerusalem and the surrounding country with only sandals on. Those feet had walked in the dry dust of Palestine, and who knows what else they might have stepped in along the way. Didn't Jesus know that foot washing was the job of the lowliest servant in the household and a thankless job at that? Didn't Jesus know it wasn't the role of someone known as Master, Teacher, Lord, and King? Make no mistake about it, Jesus knew exactly what he was doing. In John's gospel, Jesus is always in charge. Even when things seem to be happening to him, like will happen on Good Friday, it's really Jesus and the Father who are behind it. So without a doubt, Jesus knew what he was doing when he laid aside his robe, took a basin and towel, and washed the dirty, smelly feet of his disciples. This master, this teacher, this Lord, this King is deliberately spending the last night of his life with his closest friends, and he is doing it as their servant. Just what is Jesus doing? He's demonstrating that he has come to lavish the love of God upon his disciples and upon the world. John has made that clear in introducing this story in his gospel, that Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. John made it clear Jesus, having loved his own who were in the world, loved them to the end. And now Jesus is doing all he can to illustrate that point, to make it abundantly clear to his disciples then and now that God loves us. Tomorrow we'll see where that takes Jesus. And we know it takes him to a cross where he will cry out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," and, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they're doing." What kind of a servant king is this who pours out his life, his blood, his breath, who dies a horrible death for those he came to serve? He's the King of love. And that death, that sacrificial death, is proof of that love. Friends, let us receive and walk in that love today. Amen.